We're not mind readers, we're not soothsayers, but I think we've all been around long enough to know that 9 times out of 10, the outcome of a conversation is blatantly obvious right after the opening line. "So where are you from?" asks the guy in 23C, right as you sit down after loading your carry-on in the overhead. Well, I guess you can forget about that 3.5-hour nap you were anticipating as you settle in to reluctantly hear the entire life story of a complete stranger. We've all heard this one at work. "Are you busy?" Translation? "Listen, I know like usual you're very busy, but I need you to drop everything you're doing right now to work on my problem. And yeah, there are 15 other people who have far more time to handle this situation, but now, their work ethic and professionalism pales in comparison to yours. Oh, and I need you to do this because even though I have a title and earn twice your scale, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing." I just heard this one from my buddy, neighbor Tim. And you know, I get this one a lot, actually. Out of the blue, he says, "You got a strong stomach, right?" Quite honestly, a 6-word conversation starter no one ever wants to hear. Because whether your reply is yes or no, at the very least, you're going to have to hear about something disgusting. So I said yes, and just finished dumping Timmy's waterlogged burn barrel with a week-old drowned squirrel inside. Hey, I knew it was coming, simply based on how the conversation started, but that's what friends are for. In fact, here's a terrible conversation starter. "Hey, you want to know what a week-old drowned squirrel smells like?" Now, husbands, they're all too aware of some classic dreaded conversation starters, like, "So, do you notice anything different about me?" That one never works out. Or, "You know what today is, right?" Yep, another day where you're about to highlight my ignorant insensitivity and neglect. I guess the point is, as humans, we're all very predictable. But that's fine. It just makes the other 10% of conversations, when it doesn't go as expected, that much more interesting, enriching, and entertaining. Nothing beats the pleasant surprise of the unexpected. Sorry, didn't see that coming.